بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمدك يا من أوضحت لنا سبل الهداية وأذحلت عن بصائرنا غشاية الغواية، ونصلي ونسلم على من زينته بالخلق العظيم وجعلته خاتم النبيين وسيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه الغر الميامين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى: إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يكن من المشركين شاكرا لأنعمه اجتباه وهداه إلى صراط مستقيم وآتيناه في الدنيا حسنة وإنه في الآخرة من الصالحين. صدق الله العظيم. Let us all recite durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidun Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidun Majid. From the many huquq and rights of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam upon this ummah is that we recite abundant durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, not only on the day of Jumu'ah, but we make it a daily routine while in the masjid also, and while at home also. And we encourage our family members also to recite abundant durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and more so on the day of Jumu'ah, because our durood reaches Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam directly. Our names are mentioned, and our parents' names are mentioned to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that so and so has recited durood and sent durood to you, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. My dear respected elders and beloved friends, we find ourselves and we witness this Mubarak months, which are sacred in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the 10th juz of the Quran Majid. Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allahi 12 shahran fi kitabillah, yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal arda minha arba'atun hurum. The four sacred months, once the Hilal and the crescent of Eid al-Fitr dawns, the days of Hajj starts. And what are the sacred months, the four sacred months? Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah and Dhul-Hijjah. Allama mentioned that Dhul-Qa'dah means the month in which in the previous times people would sit down, like how we normally say Qa'dah Ula and Qa'dah Thaniya in our Salah. So in that month, people would sit down and not get up and lift up their arms to fight, because it was sacred months. In a similar manner, Dhul-Hijjah also is a month of Hajj in which the Amal of Hajj takes place. My dear respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an Majid in Surah Al-Fajr takes a qasam on the 10 nights of Dhul-Hijjah, which many of the ulama mentioned that walayalin ashr in Surah Al-Fajr means the first ten nights of Dhul-Hijjah, which inshallah will be seen soon. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says in a hadith that in no other months and days, amal and righteous deeds are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than in the first 10 days and nights of Dhul-Hijjah. By standing up in the nights of Dhul-Hijjah, the first 10 nights of Dhul-Hijjah, the hadith says that it is as if a person is standing on the night of power. And the hadith says that if a person fasts his first 9 days of Dhul-Hijjah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward as if he fasted one whole complete year for each fast. So these are the Mubarak days that are coming in front of us. But what lesson do we take and we remember that Ibrahim Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam specifically in this Mubarak months? And what lesson do we take from his life? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillah hanifa. That Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, he was a leader And he was such a personality which every nation accepted. The Jews also accepted him and the Christians also accepted him. And obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, أَنِتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا, to follow the way of Hazrat Ibrahim ala Nabiina wa alayhi salatu was salam. So Allah is mentioning his qualities. The other quality in this ayat mentions, قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ. قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ means totally obedient to every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hanifa, our ulama mentioned, Hanifa means that his gaze was totally focused to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every moment in time. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to carry out anything, he submitted and he surrendered himself. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When he was asked to submit, then immediately without using his intellect, he submitted to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look into the life of Hazrat Ibrahim ala Nabiina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, then every aspect of his life and the examination that he underwent was against aql and against intellect. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us a lesson in here, that when the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, then we do not use our intellect, whether it makes sense to us or not. If we are going to use our intellect, when the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to us, then we're going to fall into the trap of shaitan. Because that's what shaitan did. When Allah instructed him to make sajda to Adam ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, then he used his intellect. And he refused. And he said that I'm created out of fire, and Adam alayhi salatu wa salam is created out of sand. So sand is something which is low, and fire is that the flame goes up. So I'm more superior to him. So when he went against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make sajda, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threw him out of his mercy. And he became mardood, he was rejected. Why? Because he didn't follow command of Allah, because he used his intellect. So we learn the lesson, قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ حَنِيفًا. أَنِ اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. That to follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Our ustad mentioned it very beautifully. That سَلَّمَ نَفْسَهُ لِلنِّيرَانِ وَوَلَدَهُ لِلْقُرْبَانِ وَأَهْلَهُ لِلْهِجْرَانِ وَعِرْضَهُ لِلْتُغْيَانِ وَرَمْيَهُ لِلشَّيْطَانِ فَصَّارَ خَلِيلَ الرَّحْمَنِ. That at every moment, whenever he was tested, he submitted without using his intellect. Otherwise, we know the incident of the Qurbani that we'll be carrying out. It doesn't make sense. The pelting of the shaitan does not make sense. It's not according to logic. But we will not use logic. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he saw in a dream. He wasn't, and obviously the dream of a Nabi is wahi. But he wasn't commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly by the Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam coming to him. But in a dream he was shown to slaughter his son, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Now look at the tarbiyat and the nurturing of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in his own home. The nurturing of his wife. He leaves his wife in a barren land where there's no vegetation, there's no produce, there's no survival, there's nothing, not even water. But when he was questioned by his wife that why are you leaving us here, he just, and she mentioned, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instruct you? When he nodded his head, then she became happy because the tarbiyat was made. That environment was created in that home. Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, on the other hand, that little child, when he became the hands and feet of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, at that time where he could make the khidmat and service his father, at that time Allah instructs him. In his old age, he was granted a son. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. See the tarbiyah. See the nurturing of this child. In the house of Nubuwat. In the house of Nubuwat. That the young child's tarbiyah is made. That when it is mentioned to him that Allah has commanded me to slaughter you, immediately both of them surrendered. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also surrendered, and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam also surrendered. So at every juncture in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, we find this. No item and nothing on its own has any value in it. No place has any value in it. Value comes to a place and comes to a thing when the command of Allah is attached to it. If a person decides to make 3 rakats, Salatul Fajr, because I got strength, I'm fresh, will his salah be accepted? Because it's not the command of Allah. If a person decides to go and make Hajj now, and go to Arafah and go to Mina, will his Hajj be accepted? It will not be accepted. Because the command of Allah is not attached to that place at this moment in time. If a person goes after Hajj and wants to make Arafah, go to Arafah, his Hajj will not be accepted. It is for a specific time, because the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is attached to that time, to that place, and to the individual. So deen, we have to bring Allah wants deen in our life. To bring deen in our life. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dukulu fissilmi kaffa. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. Allah is instructing people of iman. Because people of iman, that iman, if it is deeply embedded in the heart, if it is strengthened in the heart, it will move them towards the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To bring complete deen in our life, this is matlub and maqsood, and the demand from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Deen, معمولات کو پورا کرنا نہیں ہے. دین شوق کو پورا کرنے کا نام نہیں ہے. بعض عملوں کو پورا کرنے کا نام دین نہیں ہے. دین is not just to fulfill our desires. But دین is جميع ما جاء به الرسول علیہ الصلاة والسلام. Whatever نبی علیہ الصلاة والسلام brought to us with regards to acts of belief, with regards to acts of worship, عبادات, معاشرات, social life, معاملات, our interaction as far as our dealing, monetary dealing is a concern. Our akhlaqiyat. Allah wants every aspect of this to come into our life. Not that if I perform my ibadat, I'm making my tahajjud. It's a very good thing, alhamdulillah. It's a great part of deen, ibadat. But that does not comprise complete deen. Allah wants that every aspect of deen come into our life. And to have the jazbah, and to have the spirit of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam when it comes to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another lesson that we learn from the life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is ittiba. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send down the Nabi, but for ita'at, obedience, to be obedient to every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, another lesson that we learn from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam is to follow our elders. To follow our elders. The Quran says that وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. Those people who turn towards me, their heart are attentive to me. Their heart is attached to me. When you look at them, they make you think of Allah. When you sit in the company, it increases your knowledge. You learn wisdom from the company. Luqman the wise, radiyallahu an, mentioned, by sitting in the company of the pious, the hearts get revived. Like how when water is put into the earth gets revived. So, ittiba. That jazbah. Not just to follow some part of deen and to leave some part of deen. That when it comes to our functions, our ceremonies, then deen leaves our life through that. Our ulama mentioned, when effort will not be made for deen, the first thing to leave a person's life will be his muamalat and dealings. And the last thing to leave his life will be his ibadat. If he doesn't open his eyes and open the eyes of his heart by making effort of deen. If effort is not made for deen, respected Allah and beloved friends, then from environments of noor and light, darkness will come out. And where effort takes place, effort is made, then what will happen is from environments of darkness, zulmat, negligence, ghaflat, jahalat, noor will emanate from there. Because of effort. So let us not become complacent on our condition. Then I'm okay. I perform my five times daily salah. No, we need to create an environment in our homes as well. Where we bring amal into our lives. Where ta'aleem takes place in a home. And what's the purpose of the ta'aleem? Is so that the desire of amal, that walwala and the jazba and the spirit of deen come into the lives of our families. If we don't give them the message and ta'aleem doesn't take place and we don't bring the talk of deen and the talk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our homes, then respect Allah and beloved friends, we don't need to mention that what infiltrating into our homes without us realizing other da'wats and other invitations are being given without us realizing in a subtle way. So we need to hear again and again. That's why my request is that mashallah, opportunity is here. Mashallah, on the 23rd, 24th and 25th of September, the Ijtima is taking place, mashallah, in Bigfield Road, in your people's area. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for you. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, when a knock is made on your heart, then open your heart. Embrace those moments. إِنَّ فِي دَهْرِ أَيَّامِكُمْ نَفَحَاتْ فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا. There are certain moments when Rabbani lehre chalti hain. When the waves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreads. Embrace those moments. Because you do not know whether the opportunity will come or not. Whether you'll get tawfiq again or not. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that once a desire came into my heart before I went to relieve myself in the bathroom that I got a kurta and I want to give it away as sadaqah. He said, I took out my kurta immediately and I gave it. Because I do not know whether after coming out from the bathroom, whether that desire or that fervor and jazba of giving it in sadaqah will remain in my heart or not. So, badiru bil amal. When it comes to amal, when it comes to good environments, when it comes to striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us all make intention, inshallah, that we strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that a realization will come into our hearts that how much deficiency of deen is in our life, and how much we need to make effort. And by striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll meet different people. Everybody has good qualities in the life. Sifat talain then. We'll learn sifat and we'll take of the good qualities of every person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the next person the tawfiq and ability to take our good qualities. So by striving, and at the same time, mashallah, majalis also take place in this masjid. Let us attach ourselves to the ulama and take knowledge from our ulama. By striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a desire will come, will be created in our hearts to rectify our life, to rectify our businesses, to rectify our homes, to rectify our circles in which we interact on a daily basis. So this is it, that we come, because Allah instructs us also to sit in the company of the pious. MashaAllah, you people have Mawlana Imsa Daum Barakatum here in this masjid. Take benefit from Hazrat Mawlana, strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and take maximum benefit and attach yourself in this time and age, respect Allah and friends. The hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that hasten towards doing righteous deeds. Badiru bil amal as-saliha. Fatakunu fitanun ka qita'i al-layl al-muzlim. Hasten towards righteous deeds before the fitness come. And the fitness will come like how night comes. The first part of the night, we see it's dark and we think after that, that light will come. But it just increases. The darkness goes on increasing. And increasing. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that it will be such a time that in the morning a person will have iman and in the evening he won't have iman. In the evening he'll have iman and in the morning he won't have iman. يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. He'll sell his deen for a few coppers. People from different directions will come and present him things in different forms and ways to snatch away and to attack his iman. And as I mentioned before, this thing has entered our homes already. Marriages are breaking up also. But, and the way to solve the problem and is to attach ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it's correct, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resolve all these problems. So our attachment to the masjid in the amal that is taking place in the masjid. Let us bring amal in our homes, ta'lim in our homes. Let us read from the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our homes. Let us recite durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Let us create an environment and a masjid of dhikr where we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala collectively in our homes also, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then let us take out time on a daily basis to recite the Quran Majid in our homes. In the olden days, you could hear the sound of Quran coming out, the tilawat of the Quran Majid coming out from the homes. Today, unfortunately, very few homes you'll see where the sound of tilawat comes from the homes. Inshallah, when these amal will come into our lives, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove all the problems, marital problems, social problems, whatever problems is there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove it. And inshallah, by this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instill His love in our hearts and love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability to make some type of sacrifice by going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attaching ourselves to the ulama of this area, inshallah, and taking benefit from there. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.